Let us pray. Open our ears, O Lord, to hear your word and to know your voice. Speak to our hearts and strengthen our will, that we may serve you today, now and always. Amen.
Amen.
Please sit down. Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. But I don't know I'm being foolish, and I don't know if I'm being wild, but it's something I must believe in, and it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the trees. Love is in the air at the rising of the sun. And I don't know what you're thinking. And I don't know if I'm dreaming. But it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when you call out my name. Yes, I'm not the best vocalist. Anyway.
All right, she's in the band next week.
But it's a beautiful song, has beautiful words, and it's a song by John Paul Jovi in 1978. That's a little bit right. But the words, well, these words, remind me that our Lord is constantly with us, everywhere. And that's why that song came to me so much when I was preparing for today. So love is something that is special. It can be expressed in many forms. We can express it in art, paintings, pictures, words and phrases, songs and even sweets in the shape of a heart. Those that might remember love hearts, you know, with little messages on them. Yeah. I think they're still around now. No. Yeah, they are. Good. I'm glad. Yeah. Brilliant. Proud parents who have just announced their newborn baby to the world find that this little life fills them with a love which they will cherish. Some of us will have a special relationship with a pet, whether it's a dog or cat, rabbit, gerbil, etc. Love is there just the same, and nothing or no one can spoil that bond between you. It can be expressed as something we enjoy, like a sport, and we talk about loving our football, golf, gymnastics, rugby, or tennis. In my apartment, I love tennis. We are passionate about it. For some of us, it could be cooking, flower arranging, dressmaking, painting. Love is a world we can express in many different ways. So, in John 14, thank you, reading that this morning, verse 23, Jesus says that those who love him will keep his word, and his Father will love them, and they will come to us and make their home with us. Well, when we read our Bibles, we can learn more about how God wants us to live our lives. There are many accounts to demonstrate to us God's love. One of those came across to me is the parable of the Good Samaritan, which is in Luke's Gospel. It gives us a very good example. A traveller had been mugged on his return from Jericho. He had his clothes stripped off him and beaten, left him half dead alongside the road. But firstly, a priest, and then secondly, a Levite come by, but both avoid the man, hurrying past him on the other side of the road. But a Samaritan comes along and helps a traveller. At that time, Samaritans and Jews despised one another. But in this instance, it was a Samaritan who helped the injured man. Well, in that chapter, in chapter 14, Jesus then is talking to his disciples and preparing them as he soon will be leaving them. He has spent many days and hours teaching them his gospel. He has demonstrated to him his love and affection for all mankind. He has performed miracles, such as the healing of the lepers, feeding of the 5,000, turning water into wine, walking on the sea in a storm, healing the blind, deaf, infirm, and the paralyzed. Jesus has, all through his ministry on earth, shown compassion, love, and forgiveness. He is asking us to trust in him and keep his word. And God will love you, and you will come to you and make our home with you. So, if we love Jesus, we will keep the word. Our faithfulness to the word of God becomes a sign to ourselves and to God that we are Christians. As we keep God's word, we have the most wonderful promise that God will come to us. When we follow the word of God rather than our own notions, God will dwell with us. Christ will come into our home and live with us. What a wonderful thought that Christ is living with us in our homes and families. God is not far away. He is with us as we read the Bible and biblical stories with our children, tell our faith stories, and pray in Jesus' name. God's word is clear in proclaiming a God of love and salvation. God delivered the Israelites from slavery in Egypt and brought them into the promised land. The Ten Commandments were given as a way for God's people to respond to a loving, saving God. God sent his son Jesus to be born of a human being, to live and teach and heal among us, and to die on a cross for our sins and rise again in victory. God remains with his people now through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that we are not left orphaned and alone. But with Christ, even now, as we await his second coming, we have God's presence in the scriptures, baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the presence of other believers. These are the important things, and the whole Bible bears witness to God's love. I read a book a few years ago called Back to Jerusalem. It was about three Chinese church leaders, and these leaders were called to complete the Great Mission during the 1980s. They were to evangelize Jerusalem, to preach the gospel and establish fellowships of believers in all countries, cities, towns, and ethnic groups between China and Jerusalem. During their mission, they were placed in prison for over 40 years for their faith. This didn't stop them from believing, as they prayed for God to be with them. This, I think, was testimony to their love of God. And we can think of others, as Mother Teresa of Calcutta dedicated her whole life in following Jesus' words and fulfilling God's commandments. She cared, loved, and helped many people, and it didn't matter to her what their race or color was, or who they were. If they needed her help, she would give it. She, as we know, was a remarkable woman who had faith and love and was made a saint unusually early after her death. She will be remembered in history for her many good works. Maybe God wants us to live a simple life like children. As children who have unconditional love of parents, they depend on their parents for everything, have trust in them, provide them with everything they need. It's a peaceful life without worries. Love means that sometimes as parents we say no to our children because we are wiser than them. This form of love is given not to hurt them but to guide them. In our own relationships we get to know the person. We build on bond between each other, whether that is between partners, siblings, or parents. And someone is special to you and you love them. You don't want to hurt them. There may be arguments or disagreements, but not to harm one another. Right, you're going to laugh now because my late husband collected stamps and had some dating back in early Queen Victoria's day. I knew from very long-term friends of his and his mum that these were very precious to him. I don't share the same interest in stamps. Definitely not. And often thought of selling them, as they were all over the house collecting dust. I also knew that this would really hurt him, and I could never have done that. Many of us, I'm sure, can relate to examples where we could do something to do to someone special and hurt them, but we don't, because we all love and care for them. Verse 27 and 29 in John's Gospel, chapter 14, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away and I am coming to you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I, and now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." Jesus knows that he will be leaving his disciples very, very soon, leaving the gift of peace. It is peace of a kind that the world can never give. This peace will assure them of his presence and support, gladdening them with the knowledge that the Jesus they know and love is indeed one with the Father. Jesus knows he will be led away by Caesar's soldiers to his death on earth. He has told his disciples many times that he must suffer and die in order to fulfill all that is written of him, and that it was necessary for our salvation. "We must depart and come again to them," Jesus told this again and again, "so that when he saw it happen, they would be overwhelmed with sorrow but would believe." We can take comfort from Paul's example when he tells us about love and peace. One is peace and the other love. He tells us to be kind to everyone and not to worry about anything. We should ask God in prayer for what we need and be thankful. We must fill our minds with things that are good, true, and honourable. Practice what Jesus has preached, and God's peace will keep us in unison with Christ. We say the peace in our Eucharist service, which we'll be doing shortly, and it's a strong message that God is always with us. He will never fail us. Paul also explains about love. He says that you can be good at speaking languages, have the gift of preaching, and have faith. He says, out of faith, hope, and love, the most important is love. Maybe God wants us to be like children. If we loved him and followed his rules, we may experience his peace. If we all lived as God's children, there would be nobody to fear, hence peace. As Christians and witnesses of Jesus, how can we live out the gospel of love and share it with the world? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Follow the words of Christ and his commandments. Let the plain words of the scriptures have their effect in us. Read our Bible daily, pray reverently, and let Jesus into our hearts. Let God into our homes, eat and drink with him. Speak with him and share our stories with him. Love God and follow God's word, and let him make a home with us. As Christians, we can unite in the bond of love for our Lord. We can do this in worship and by celebrating the Eucharist. Something that really excites me is prayer and the strength of it. We, as a parish, have signed up for the 24/7 prayer between Ascension and Pentecost. This is global. Let's take part where we can. Sign up so that every hour is filled with someone in prayer. May the Holy Spirit help us so that God's love will reach every corner of the world. Amen.